On this episode of Still Loading, a game that certainly lives up to its name. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, I'm back solo, and I'm going to be doing it on the video game The Punisher for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Once again, continuing on with my 40 for 40 series, this is the next game down on the list, and let's get right into it. Per the tagline, your little intro that I said beforehand, name the game that lives up to its name, excuse me, it's punishing. And I don't mean like because it's tough, I mean because it's boring. It's boring as shit. It really is. So, the premise of the game is you play as Frank Castle, the Punisher, and you play through a variety of different levels, and you fight a boss at the end of each level. Here's the problem. Every level is exactly the same. Maybe the scenery changes, but every level is exactly the same. You start out just, with a gun, and you just... It's basically a rail shooter, where you're moving from left to right, and just shooting guys as the game goes along, and it's slow, and it's not very fair either. I mean, there's so many guys that just come out of nowhere, and they will shoot you before you even have a chance to shoot them, and that's my biggest pet peeve with it. I did watch a playthrough of it, so I understand a little bit more of the strategy of it now, but overall, it really just not very solid. It was just boring. So, like I said, the screen goes from left to right, and you can control Frank Castle across the screen from left to right, like independent of that, which is how you dodge shots and everything, but it's still not the most fun thing to play. So, as per usual, let's start out with in still loading style, I should say, let's start out by describing the box art. And to say this, the box art is freaking amazing. It is amazing. It's got a picture of the Punisher holding two guns, a gun in each hand, that kind of thing. And it looks like it's straight out of a comic book. Like, the artwork on it is absolutely stunning. It's got, like, this purple backdrop. You see the city in, like, different colors behind him, and he's standing in this cool, lights coming in from the left side, so the other half of his face is in a silhouette. It's really well done. Like, I really enjoy this box art. If you haven't seen it, actually look at it. It's actually really nice looking. But then it's ruined because at the very bottom left corner, you see who developed this game. And those who follow the Angry Video Game Nerd will know LJN is a mark of not necessarily quality, and this game is no exception. So the back of the box, it says, "Who says crime doesn't pay? Frank Castle, aka the Punisher, does. That's who. A devoted family man and honored police detective until the mob changed all that. Now he's out to seek revenge as Marvel Comics' ultimate payback warrior. As the Punisher, you've got street smarts and and an explosive arsenal of portable weaponry from a clip-fed automatic pistol to heavy-duty military assault rifle. Not to mention the shoulder-mounted surface-to-surface rocket launcher." Wow, that is a lot. "Your target, Kingpin, the biggest of the big bosses. But first you gotta take on hundreds of thugs, hoods, felons, and low-life criminals on each of the 6 challenging levels. This is real, arcade-style action, and everything's a target. And don't forget, while you're out hunting them, they're out hunting you." So yeah, it really is an arcade shooter, essentially. You're on a rail, you just kind of move left to right. You can move your character around, but the screen is constantly panning from left to right. And unfortunately, that's really the gameplay. Watching the long play of it, it's about an hour long total play. If you know what you're doing, you don't make a mistake, you can beat the game in about an hour. And it's just going left to right, just shooting enemies. That's it. There's nothing fancy about any of the enemies. They pop out of random things. They'll drop down from the top of the screen periodically. The only other thing you should really do is shoot everything. When they say on the back of the box that everything's a target, they really mean it, because I didn't do this on my playthrough, or when I played, excuse me, but I did do this, or when I was watching the playthrough, the one on YouTube, the player was shooting everything, and that's where you get all your power-ups from. That's where you get your bonus health. That's where you get your bonus weapons and like an expanded health meter, stuff like that. And it's really, it's important, and that's it. The only interesting thing I can say about this is the bosses. Each boss has a unique pattern and everything like that, and to be honest, it looks entertaining. Like, I think it would be a fun boss. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be able to beat it on my first try, but the bosses look entertaining. But once again, it's still, that's comparing it to the rest of the game. It's good compared to the rest of the game. I would say it's average compared to other good games on the NES. What I did like about the boss fights, though, is that they mixed up different things. Like, it wasn't just a straight shooter. Sometimes the enemies would come up close, and you'd have to do, like, this weird, like, melee-style combat, and it was really odd. It was an odd choice, but it kind of worked, and I kind of enjoyed watching the other guy do it. And each boss has its own thing. Like, there was a ninja boss that who would jump from the background into the foreground, essentially, you know, you being the foreground, so you have to dodge his attacks. And so you have to dodge and then shoot, dodge and then shoot. And there's other bosses that are a lot like that. The final boss, Kingpin, combines everything. You shoot him away for a little bit, and then he comes up close, and you have to do a fist fight with him, then you knock him back, and you shoot him again. The guy who was playing it clearly, like, had the best weapon in the game, because once it got down to a certain point, he would just stand there and take the hit and just spray, like, machine gun down the bosses. It was nuts. Overall, the game wasn't that memorable. I would also say the other thing that was definitely not memorable was the soundtrack, which was almost non-existent. There was very little there's bits and bleeps periodically, but other than that, there was nothing. It was just dead air for 90% of the levels, and it made it, like I said earlier, boring as fuck. It was just so, I don't know, for something that, I'll be honest, has one of the coolest boxes I've seen for the NES, the gameplay is atrocious. I shouldn't say atrocious, it's just boring. The controls are actually pretty solid. Like, you are in complete control of the little aiming reticule. I wonder if this is a light gun game. It doesn't say anything in the manual, and it doesn't say anything on the back of the box, but it would make more sense to be a light gun game than having to use the D-pad to move everything around. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything for the... Sorry, I just double-checked the manual, and it doesn't look like there's anything for the light gun, which would have made more sense with this, because it's a shooter game, you know? But I guess since you have to, like, control your character, it's really strange how it works, but it's somehow... It feels comfortable. You can pick up, you know, an assault rifle, extra shells, rocket launcher, first aid, grenades, extra lives, and Kevlar vests, which, you know, I'm assuming that's the temporary health buff that I was looking at earlier. But to get all that, like I said, you have to shoot everything. So it encourages you to kind of explore using your gun, I guess? I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's really freaking weird. I don't really recommend playing this game. If you're bored and want to see something, it's not horrible. Like, it's playable, it's passable. But overall, it's not that interesting of a game, and I would really recommend trying something a little bit better if you're gonna, I don't know, there's so many better superhero and, like, comic book games. I mean, just ones that come to mind, I mean, the Batman game for the NES, even, what is it, Spider-Man for the PS1, I loved that game as a kid. That game was amazing. I'd even argue Toy Story 2 is a better superhero game than this, because, you know, Buzz Lightyear's saving everyone in that game, so it's kind of like a superhero game, but I guess not a comic book game, that's what I was saying earlier. If you want a cool comic book game, check out Comic Zone. It's one of the toughest games on the Genesis. Like, it's brutal, but it's really cool because you actually play as a comic book character, and instead of just playing as literally, you know, this is the Punisher, but outside the comics, you're playing through panels. Like, you see, like, the panels on each page, and as you get to the end of one, you, like, will punch through and, like, kind of break the seal, like, break the wall between the two panels, and you'll go into the next one or drop down into a different panel. So it's literally like you are playing on a comic book page, and it's a really cool idea that you really haven't seen too much of since. So if you're going to play any comic book game, I would suggest that one or the Spider-Man game, Comic Zone for the Genesis, Spider-Man for the PS1. Overall, man, it's just boring. And that's its greatest sin. Like, to me, I don't mind bad games that are so bad they're good type of thing. Like, I would say one of the other games that I played so far that was just, like, so bad, Dirty Harry. I had more fun playing Dirty Harry, even though that was such a bad game, because it wasn't boring. You just didn't know what to do, and the controls were so laughable that you just kind of enjoyed trying to putz around in it. This one, it's so boring, there's no putzing, you just win. And even if you die, you don't feel bad for dying, because it doesn't feel like there's a real scale of challenge. It's just you're constantly getting shot, so you have to be smart and find health where you can. It's really nothing special. So overall, I really wouldn't recommend this game. It's playable, unlike Dirty Harry and some of the other ones that I've played, but it's boring. That's the best way I can describe it. It's just boring. So that pretty much wraps up my little spiel on this. I know this is a bit shorter of an episode, but I'm trying to, with the wedding coming up, I'm trying to, get some episodes in ahead of time. So some of these might be a little bit shorter. Some of them I'm hoping to get some more guests in before the wedding stuff gets too crazy and they'll be a little bit longer. But in any case, thank you all for listening once again. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Still Loading. As usual, please rate, review, and subscribe to, you know, help get the show out. The more things, like if you rate and review it on iTunes especially, it makes it easier for other people to find if they're interested in this kind of thing. And also please remember to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Still Loading Pod on all three of them. You can feel free to reach out to me stillloadingcontact@gmail.com. And that should wrap it up. So thank you once again for listening, and I will see you all next time.